This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
All right. Let's do it.
How do we start this?
How do we start this? I feel like I'm rusty.
I know. Well, I had to come down a little while ago and just like set everything up and make sure all the buttons worked. And I think I've got it all
ready. Thanks for doing that ahead of time. That's really nice. Yeah.
I've got it ready.
Perfect. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 67, finally, for Monday, June 25th, 2018.
This week, we have an exciting episode for you. We're going to talk, as always, about the beer we're drinking. Also, a home brewing solution that might work for you.
We'll talk a little bit about email signatures and whether they're right or wrong. And since we've been gone so long, we'll catch up on all the crazy news stories.
Feels good to be recording a podcast again.
It's been a long 2 weeks. And, you know, we didn't really plan it. It was one of those, something's come up, had a family emergency had to take care of, so I thought, well, maybe we'll get through tonight, and it was a Thursday, so we'll get through that, and we'll try for Friday, and then like late and Thursday was going on. I just looked at it and was like, I don't think it's going to happen. You're like, you know what? Just do what you got to do, take care of it. Yeah. The show can wait. And I said, okay, well, we'll record next week. But then I looked at the calendar, and I've mentioned it in the past, but we're in full swing of baseball. Like every night is baseball. We've got practice. We've got tournaments. We came in second last week, which is awesome. Feel super proud for the boys. We got another one next week. So every night is practice. So last week was just no way to get it in. And this week we had to make it, and it's we're here finally.
Well, yeah, you know, life happens, and you know, we enjoy doing the podcast. It's definitely somewhere on my priorities list, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's family, there's work, there's other things that just, you know, when push comes to shove, just have to take precedence over our little podcast that we record here. But, you know, it does feel, again, it feels good to be back. I mean, this is the first time since we, you know, 67 episodes in. It's the first time we've ever taken 2 weeks off in a row. So, you know, pardon us if we're a little bit rusty. We're getting old these days and we forget things easily. But I think, you know, hopefully it's like riding a bike. We'll just hop back in there.
Well, the cool thing is we did get to we didn't have time to sit down and actually record a show, but we were asked by our friends at the Boondoggle, which is a podcast, and they're on Twitter at BoondoggleCast. But one of the guys that's on there is working on like an audio drama, I guess. We were able to participate in that, so we recorded some segments for that and had a lot of fun with it. The best part is I didn't have to edit anything, so I spliced out a lot of the dead air and us goofing on each other about how we were reading our lines. So we did get that in, and he said it'll be out in the next couple of months. So once we get any information on that, we'll be sure to share it with everybody. But check them out at Boondoggle Cast.
We've graduated to acting now.
That was a lot of fun, and I saved something for you from your lines because I have the luxury of saving your lines, and you don't really have the luxury of saving mine. But this one, of all the lines that we did, and it was a pretty fun story, but of all the lines we did, this one really stood out.
Where do you want these fish bags? I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me that.
I was cracking up, and I think I played it a couple times.
Where do you want these fish bags? Where do you want these fish bags?
Do you need me to read it again?
Bags of fish.
Yeah.
So, let's do the whole thing right now. Just kidding. I think what we probably should do is drink beer.
We should.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Friday night, 3-day weekend. Although by the time...
3-day weekend?
I do. By the time this comes out, though, my 3-day weekend will be no more. But that's all right. It'll be another weekend gone down the shitter. No, actually, we have... we're going to Sandusky, Ohio. Sunday evening to Monday, we're going to Kalahari water park thing in Sandusky. So it'll be fun.
Last year, I think.
We did. We went there last year, and, you know, there's some cool things in Ohio. That's one of them. So I'm going to drive nice and slow so I don't get pulled over by the state troopers. And, you know, and it'll be fun. We're making a surprise, though. So it's kind of like one of those things. We're going to try to, like, pack on the fly, on the sly, like when the kids are sleeping, and just kind of, like, pretend we're going someplace, like, mundane and be like, hey, we're going to, you know. So we'll see how
going to
goes.
Ohio. No.
Kelly hates surprises, though. So the fact that she's even letting this happen, she's not happy about it. She's not happy that we haven't told the kids, because she's wanting to be like, hey, you want to go someplace? I'll be like, yeah, that sounds cool. She'll be like, hey, kids, we're going here. Like, that's just how she is. But so far, she's been a real, real trooper. The kids don't know, although we've both slipped up at least once, but they didn't catch on.
No, they don't. Well, that's the thing. I think with the kids, it's kind of fun. And we did that with Ben one time. He was wanting to go to a Great Wolf Lodge, which I think is probably not too far from you. I think it's a very similar type of resort to where you're going. It's indoor water park. And he had been wanting to go. And we had a free weekend. So we took him down there for a couple of days and pulled in, and his eyes got kind of big. And it almost didn't really faze him, or didn't really register with him where he was, until we got out of the car and he just saw the outside of the building. So it's a lot of fun to surprise them with that. And that way, you know, it's genuine reaction, not them building up the excitement for it and then going down there. So I'm glad you're doing it that way. That's fun.
Yeah, it is. And actually, there's a Great Wolf Lodge, like, right maybe a couple miles up the street from Kalahari. But, you know, when push came to shove, Kalahari was rated better. Yeah, and it's bigger, so and I had a pretty good deal on a night stay there with the passes and stuff. But anyway, on to the beer.
What are you drinking?
What I'm drinking this week is a Jake's Vanilla Bean Porter from Paw Paw Brewing Company. They're out of Paw Paw, Michigan, which is somewhere in Michigan, allegedly. And
it's north of Ohio.
And yeah, and the bottle doesn't tell me shit. Like, this is one, like, it's a big old mystery here. The website says the website has a picture of the beer, which is a dark, dark beer with a nice thick head. It says smooth and chocolatey with a light vanilla finish. So turning over to my friends at Beer Advocate, they're letting me know that it's porter is 6.3% alcohol by volume. Fuck me, it's about all. Let's see, what else does the bottle say? We make it, you drink it, everybody's happy. There's a bunch of, like, cliches on here. It's a dog drink dog world. Made with real vanilla beans, even.
Well, I hope so.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Also, consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery, record a podcast, then may cause health problems. So I'm just going to go by what my taste buds are telling me here, because the internet's not telling me very much at all.
All right. Sometimes you just got to do that. You be the judge. Don't let somebody else tell you what to expect. You just dive on in.
I agree. It's a good beer, actually. You know, it you definitely get the vanilla aroma. I'm not getting quite as much malt or chocolate as I would expect from it. But again, it does have kind of a nice kind of vanilla-y taste to it.
Smooth?
It's not as, it's a little bit smooth. It's not as thick as I would expect. So it's a little bit of a thin pour, which is weird because the website shows it like it's motor oil, and this isn't a very thick pour, but, nonetheless, it's a pretty good beer. Nothing crazy, nothing out of the ordinary, but just kind of a good vanilla porter, I guess, if you like that hint of vanilla. I wish there was a little bit more chocolate in it, but it's, again, nonetheless, it's a good beer.
So if you went over to somebody's house and they had a cooler with some beer in it, and that was one of the ones you grabbed off the top, you wouldn't stick it back and root around for something else?
No, I drink it again.
Cool. Did you say you got a six pack, or you got just
no it was just a single? It was a single. I got it from our friends over at Napa Valley Beverage Company in 16 Mountain in Sterling Heights. no, it's good. It is smooth. It does have a smooth taste. 6.3 alcohol percent alcohol by volume. It doesn't have an overly boozy taste, so it's a good kind of a little bit desserty kind of a beer.
Well, that sounds
good. I'll enjoy the rest of it.
Well, you mentioned dog in yours, and what was it? Dog?
It doesn't have dog in it.
Yeah, but something you read said something about dogs. I remember I'm drinking something from Dogfish Head, and I've had them in the past.
Hey, that's
good. But this is something that's completely different, and I was looking for something different when I went through the grocery aisle trying to find something. And the local store here does a pretty good job of rotating their selection. So they'll have the typical standbys there, but they've got some new stuff in there every now and then. And this one looked interesting, and I thought I'd grab it. It was probably a little bit of a risk to grab a full six-pack of it. But, hell, I thought we were recording yesterday, so I grabbed it anyway, and then something else came up. But what I've got, as it's been the last 2 weeks, something always comes up. I've got a Dogfish Head Dragons and Yum Yums. This is I can read the bottle, but it's Dragons and Yum Yums is all it says. And it's like a specialty beer or a special edition that is brewed with the Flaming Lips, which is a band. And the description says an explosion of fruit in every sip. Dragons and Yum Yums is an intensely tropical yet subtly bitter pale ale brewed with the combinations of dragon fruit, yum berry, passion fruit, pear juice, and black carrot juice, which I've never heard of.
What's a yum berry?
I don't know. It's yum yum. Like yum yum sauce. Clocking in at 6.5% alcohol by volume and only 25 IBUs, Dragons and Yum Yums is a first of its kind beer and vinyl collaboration with American rock icons of Flaming Lips. A sensory enveloping experience at the intersection of creative beer paired with creative music, the energy of this union inspired Flaming Lips frontman Wayne Coyne to use ingredients from the beer, dragon fruit, and yum berries as characters in two original songs. Blah, blah, blah. psychedelic influence of the label still, artwork.
There's more. But wait, there's more.
I know. It's like an infomercial. It's just more about this guy. I'm not a... What the hell? I'm not a big Flaming Lips fan. I'll listen to them if they're on.
I'm looking... sorry.
What a yum berry is?
I searched the internet for yum berry. Apparently, it's a Mirica rubra. Yeah, it's also it's called...
like Latin or something.
Yang Mai... Yamamamo, Chinese bayberry, Japanese bayberry, red bayberry, yum berry, wax berry, and Chinese strawberry.
I told you the yum yum sauce that you get at the
grown sweet crimson, sweet dark purple red edible fruit.
Well, that's the funny thing about the beer, and there's a little video on the website that we'll link to in the show notes. But I watched it. It's only about a minute. It says it pours pink, and I can't see myself very well anymore, but because you're sharing your screen. But if you look at it, it does almost have a pink color. And I think I mentioned to you when I poured it, it looked a lot like a pink grapefruit. And it's probably, the color of the yum berry, but it's probably not quite as pink as a pink grapefruit, but it's close. And I'm going to give it a sip and let you know what else I can taste.
It's very pink. You're drinking pink beer, so you're aware.
It is fruity, and I like it. And I think I wanted to grab it because it was, outside it's hot and it's summertime. And I think at one point we were going to try to talk about some of the summery beers. And this one's really good. It's light. It's not, I think one of the attributes in Untappd said crisp, and you have that. It's not overly fruity, so it's not something that you're going to feel weird drinking. And especially as a guy, and the guy is drinking it here on the Dogfish website, but I like it a lot. I'm pleasantly surprised at how much I do enjoy it. And I think if you're outside and it's hot and you want something that's not too strong, it's not bitter like some of the IPAs, but it does have a fruit taste to it that I really enjoy. So I'm not sure if I can really pick out any of the fruits that were in there, the passion fruit, pear, black carrot, dragon fruit, which I don't know what that is either, or yum berry, but I like it. I'm glad I got a six pack, and I'll be enjoying the rest of these and probably try to pick up. I see you're signing me up for news and gifts for passionate chocolate lovers. Go ahead. I sign up for everything. And Melissa's very careful about what she signs up for and giving out her email address and phone number. And I mean, people would ask for it on the street. Like, yeah, here you go. I don't really care. She doesn't, you know, when you're at the store and like they ask you, oh, what's your email address? Cause they want to send you coupons. She's like, nope, don't give it out.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sure.
I have an email address I give to just for that garbage. I have a special email address for them. Well, so like I get, it's your email address.
It's mine. My spam has gone way up since we started doing this, by the way.
You're welcome. No, actually, what I'm looking here is it's Yum Gummy Pandas. It's Raspberry Yum Berry Gummy Pandas from Bissinger's Handcrafted Chocolatier. And you can get a 3-ounce bag for $4. I'll need your credit card number, and I'll get you some. Probably 5 to 7 business days would be my guess.
4, 7, 8, 9.
I'll pay the extra shipping. Could be $4 for this little 3-ounce bag of gummy pandas, and it'd be like
$6 in shipping.
$20 for overnight shipping. I want this shipped tomorrow. How much to deliver it on a Saturday?
Well, that reminds me of an old Simpsons episode. He goes in, he's trying to buy a handgun, and he says, oh, I want a handgun. He says, oh, sir, but there's a 3-day waiting period. He says, but I'm mad now.
I have seen that. That was an early episode.
Long time ago. That's good. Hey, I referenced the second episode of The Simpsons a couple weeks ago, but I don't remember exactly when that was. But I like it. So I rated it just under a 4. I mean, maybe if it's hot outside and I'm sitting there grilling stuff and I'm enjoying this, I'd probably rate it a little bit higher, but I like it. I will definitely recommend it.
My Untappd is being a little bitch tonight, so I didn't rate mine anything. But
you're banned.
When I have the ability to, I'll rate it probably like, I'll give it like probably a 3.5.
Okay. Oh, pretty close. Well,
it's respectable.
Well, if you rated yours a 3.5 and you're not that overwhelmed by it, maybe mine needs to be a 4. But I think 3.75 is good.
I think sometimes we just run on slightly different scales.
Could be. Well, it's all subjective. You gotta figure it out and go for the flavors you want. And we'll actually get to that here in a second. But before we do that, we did get a voicemail this week, and it's eerily reminiscent of an old friend of ours that we haven't heard from. We've always kind of wondered where he is, but this one is actually very similar. But I don't know if it's the same guy.
You furry fuckity fuck fuck fuck! Oh my god, I can't believe you guys are actually still doing a podcast. What the hell, guys? Can you like hang it up or something? Nobody listens to this shit anymore.
That could
be
true.
You get drunk online, you look into a camera, you pretend to be people that mean something, and then nothing. It's like masturbating to a trainer. Oh my god.
Well, who am I kidding? That did sound a lot like Scary Caller or his wildly angry cousin.
Well, so I mean, maybe you know his cousin. I sure don't.
I don't either, but I don't know. The voice is very familiar, but the...
Imagine Christmas at their house.
The overall tone of the message was quite a bit different. This one, the other ones were always a little bit more threatening. This one was just, I don't even know what to say. A lot more bitter than maybe I would expect it from a voicemail.
Probably. I mean, not everybody can love you. You know, we stare at our cameras. We pretend to be important or whatever the fuck you said.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. Go fuck yourself.
Whoever. But if anybody else wants to leave us a voicemail, we do have a phone number. And I don't remember what it is, but I think it's 530-882-BOBS. Which is 530-882-2627.
Last I checked, that was it.
What's next on our list?
Well, let's see here. I'm still trying to check into the beer on the Untappd website.
I got an alert that said you checked into it, so yeah, it's done.
But it didn't let me like put any of the
usual nitty gritty.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta fix this. This is gonna bother me. We can't go any further on the podcast. Here, have you ever checked in on the website? It's stupid. Watch. Okay, so all right, so we got this here. So here's the thing. I rated it.
Yeah, 3.5. It's like you said.
Okay, so there's no thing here to fix to edit the check-in.
What are you trying to edit?
I want to add more stuff to it. It didn't let me add.
You didn't tag a friend in there.
No, it wouldn't let me here. Let's see. Recent activity. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Delete checkup.
Yeah. No. Not. View detailed check-in maybe there.
Yeah, that's what I clicked on last time, though.
Well, you'll have to do it from the app, maybe.
But it won't let me on the fucking app. You know what? Fuck it. I'm deleting this check-in. This is bullshit. It won't let me go to delete check-in. Yeah. Fuck you.
It will be removed.
All right, here, let me try again. Okay. Jake's.
Hey, that's my check-in. Of my pink beer.
Yeah, well, you know, we're friends on... And untapped. What's this? Add delete. Okay, check into this beer. Okay.
Right, Jake's Vanilla Bean Porter by Paw Paw Brewing Company.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
6 and 7. We're not fucking going anywhere until this gets.
Oh, Chippewa Valley Gymnasium.
That's where I bought this beer, at the high school.
No, you're not going to have a picture. It's on your phone.
Don't you tell me.
Did you have a picture last time?
I took a picture.
I don't think you did.
I took a fucking picture, Robert. Don't sass me. Oh, my God. It's still loading the images. Hold on.
I think you broke it.
Apparently I did.
My untap works fine. You want me to check into it?
Shut up.
Oh, Mercedes is drinking a Jake's Vanilla Bean Porter. What did she say?
She said, I had no problem checking in on the app.
She said, I could check into this all night.
Here's the picture. Here's a picture that I took this morning. That's not it, though.
I don't see any pictures. Your screen's frozen.
Hold on. Let's go. Hold on. You just can't see everything, Robert. Oh, okay. I got this. It's sideways. The fucking picture's sideways. You know, I don't even care. Fuck it. Here we go. Whatever.
Checking in. Oh, this is going to be better. Oh, there it is. Rob checked into Java. Oh, Jake's Vanilla Bean Porter. Cheers. What's got it.
Oh, no. It's.
Oh, there you are. No picture.
The fuck.
And stupid. it says you checked into it. Stupid. You probably have to refresh it, but it says you checked into it. Fuck it. But then on the check-in it said you 0.
That's stupid. All right, let's see what else we got going on.
Well, I don't know that they have, and you sent me this a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago. I don't know, it's been some time, but you sent me this, and I was trying to figure out how it would work in my own house, and I came to the kind of eureka moment that it actually would. So we'll discuss it and we'll see if we would agree on whether this is something that we could each enjoy in our own homes.
I could do it. I'm sorry. We should talk more about it.
We are talking about the same thing then. So it's this is from Digital Trends, and the title of the article is A Craft Beer Dispenser in Your Own Kitchen. We'll drink to that. And it's a Krups device. And Krups has been around forever, but it says getting to and from the hottest bar in town no longer requires you to enlist the help of a designated driver. That's because said bar is now located inside your home. And what this little Krups thing is it's like a subscription service where you get breweries to send you these little mini kegs almost, and you put into this little refrigerated keg tapper that goes on your counter.
It's pretty cool. And actually it doesn't look like what you would. Like, if you were just to say the words keg tapper, it doesn't look like what that would look like. It actually looks, it's kind of like reminds me of like a beer Keurig kind of, except it's not like single serve. I mean, it actually, they send you like this like, I don't even know what to say. It's like this tiny little barrel, I guess, of beer, and it goes in there, and then it just, there's a handle, and you just tap it whenever you want.
It's got the tap. Yeah, and it's got the size of the containers are not that big, which is good because I guess they're figuring just for home use. But I think it said you get 4 pints out of it. But it looks a lot like, and I've got one upstairs, but if you go in the grocery section, you go to the grocery store and you go back in the juices and everything. In our grocery store, we've got a section that has iced coffees and cold brewed coffees that are in these jugs. And it looks a lot like that. It's a black cylinder with almost like an old thermos almost. You put that in the machine, it taps it, and it's, I'm pretty sure it said 4 pints. So that's pretty good. 4 glasses of beer that are supposed to be fresh. And I don't think it's that expensive.
No, I mean, Crate and Barrel, which is kind of what the article's about, is the sale that they're running, has it for $129. And I'm at the Crate and Barrel website right now. It is still $129. And there's a thing that pops up that allows you to input your email address so you can get up-to-date offers from Crate and Barrel. So I'm going to probably put yours on there.
Okay, that's but fine.
What I'm trying to figure out is, so you get a better read on the size of the jug that goes in there once you actually look at the full thing here on the website. But, I mean, it's pretty cool. Again, I don't think Kelly would ever let me have one of these on the counter in the kitchen.
Well, that's where I was hung up, because I don't really have any counter room for it. And then I realized that I have a studio down here, and I have a nice big shelf on the back that I keep my beer bottles, and I would make room for this. And the other thing that I was very concerned about was, would it just be a small handful of 6, 8, maybe 10 different breweries? But they actually have, if you go to their website, which is hopsy.beer, they've got a lot of different options. And some of them I've had. I mean, there's a ton there. And they even have a little thing you can fill out, and it'll give you your taste profile. So I'd be curious if you filled yours out, and I'll fill mine out, and we'll see what we end up with. I did it the other day, and I kind of agree with it. And it's funny because it somewhat matches the beer that I have, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
All right, I'm going to go in here and do it. And the sub by Krups, you can also get it on Amazon. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. It's $133.32, but you get free Prime delivery. So you got the
taste profile there. Build your taste profile. It says build your taste profile and get your first beer box for $1.
Oh, I see it right there. Okay.
All right,
let's see what we got here.
How do you feel about juice?
Where are you located? I'm at...
Oh, yeah, you got to do that. I think they want to figure out...
Like, Midwest. How
to get that shit to you.
How do you feel about juice? I love OJ. It's on my desk right now. Apple juice gets an A+. Don't really care too much. Fruit is good, though. Too much sugar. I prefer water. I'm kind of down that I don't really care. Fruit is good, though.
Okay.
I don't drink a ton of juice.
No, I don't really either.
How do you take your coffee? Little cream sugar, lighten things up.
Yeah, take my coffee with coffee, no frills. Caramel frapp with extra caramel. Coffee, no thanks. So I did the same thing. Little cream, little sugar. I don't even usually use sugar, but cream I do.
I usually don't use. It depends. Like, it's funny because I'll put a little creamer at home, but then when I get to work, I drink it black, and I'm fine with it. So you're making a sandwich, bread of choice. It's toasted bread is best bread. Whole wheat makes my mouth happy. White bread, no crust, and nah, bread is for ducks. I guess this
is a tough one. I prefer, like, if I go somewhere, I ask for wheat bread, but if I can get it toasted, except for at Subway, because that
just gets hard.
It freaks me out. Toasted. It's kind of a microwave. So I'll say toasted is the best. That is my preference.
You're stuck on a desert island. Actually, it says you're stuck on a dessert island.
And this is going to make sense.
Pick one. Shortcake. Fruit is optional. Peach cobbler makes me holler. All chocolate everything. Fruitcake. Screw you. It's delicious. Fruitcake is not delicious. All chocolate everything is going to have to be my answer here. What's for breakfast? Cornflakes are the best way to start your day. Honey bunches of oats. I'm loopy for Fruit Loops. Apple Jacks are the way to go. Oh man, Fruit Loops are good. So are Apple Jacks.
Honey Bunches of Oats guy. So I like too, that.
Actually. But I'm going to go with Fruit Loops.
Well, of course you would.
Yeah, fuck off.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're walking through a forest. Let's talk about the time you went to the hospital with socks and flip-flops on. You're walking through a forest. These pine trees smell amazing.
How dare you?
Flowers are really making this for me. Crisp, fresh mountain air is filling me with joy. Blah. I'd rather be at home by the fire. I'm going to go with that.
I said crisp, fresh mountain air is filling me with joy.
Good news is you don't have to agree with me. Let's see here. Ready to see your results?
Yeah, you put your email address and then ask you if you already have the sub machine. No, not yet. And this is a different answer than I got last time, which is fine.
Let's see what we got here. Okay. Let's see here.
Okay, beer me. Not yet. Malt mouth. That's what I got. Dark even though we answered separate different things.
Yeah, dark beer is your thing. Malts over hops, porters, and stouts make your mouth go ooh, which is funny because that is exactly my beer style. So,
well, I got light side the other day when I did it, and that's your palate leans towards the light side. You prefer easy drinkers like lagers, pilsners, and Kolsch. And I've got a lighter beer this time, and I do like it. But if I had to pick one, and that's the one I was just going to go with, it would have been the Hophead. The better your beer bitter, and we're down with that hoppy, piney, resiny, dank, juicy IPA. So, but it's pretty cool. They've got a ton of different options there. So if you're interested, and they have a Facebook page and Twitter, and I the two Bobs have followed them this week. So again, they're at hopsy.beer, and check it out at Crate and Barrel if you want, or again, we'll put a link to it in the show notes, but I might have to seriously consider this.
All right. I'll seriously consider letting you buy me one of these.
It's too early for your Christmas present, Rob.
Oh, Christmas in July. That's a thing. It's a real thing. I read the book.
That's true.
Yeah. I think that's a book, isn't it?
Could be.
I don't know. Fuck if I know. Probably a Hallmark thing. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. So I want to bring this up. I got a little bone to pick with you, and I'm bringing it up because I'd like to get some feedback from the community. Now, this isn't one of, like, an Android versus iPhone thing. I don't give two fucks about any of that. But what it is, and I know everybody has in their lifetime who has ever had email and communicated with people have gotten an email with at the bottom of the email it says, sent from my iPhone.
Yeah.
And I still have that. I still have sent from my iPhone. And it's not like I'm not like trying to gloat like, oh, I got an iPhone. You know what? Fucking millions of people have iPhones. Congratulations. Right. But I'm so used to having sent from my iPhone and my emails. Like, I go out of my way to make sure that signature is on there. And you were giving me a little bit of shit about it.
Yeah. You sent me something and I saw that. I said, what is this, 2007? Because I had the first one, and I think I remember going through and changing that fairly early. And maybe that's just part of my personality. And I don't know. You might have said a few things about my quirks, but I remember changing that pretty early. And I don't think that I've seen it very often now. And yours was the first one that I think I've seen in a long time. And it really struck me that somebody that, and we're pretty similar tech wise as far as our interests and capabilities and everything that we understand or not. And I was very surprised that you still had that on there.
Well, it's funny because I use Spark email, which doesn't even put it on there by default.
So you added it in there.
I went out of my way to make that. I had to actually type that
in. That's worse.
To make that my signature. It's not like I don't know how to remove it from the email settings. It's just I went out of my way to put it on there, which is kind of the funny thing. Now, I will say this. I still get a good amount of emails from clients that are very astute with things and who still have that on their emails. But apparently you disagree. I don't know. So I'd love to hear what the community has to say about it. If they think it's just stupid to still have that on there, or if they still use it, or if it drives them crazy when other people send it. Because I don't see the big deal. I just do it because it's just kind of habitual. Like, that's the way my email signatures have always been when I'm sending emails from my iPhone anyway. But I think the stock email app on an iPhone, unless you go that and remove it, it's still there. So it's not like it's 2007 still. Like, people, if you buy a phone now and don't like restore from a backup where it's been removed, it's going to be there still. So
it's one of the first things that I do when I set if I it's set the up first as new
thing you do.
It's no, I didn't say the first. It's one of the, one of the first. But you got mad at me. You were very defensive, and I sent you,
I feel like probably attacking me
as I often do. But I sent you like five or six links, and a couple of them were funny because it said, That the reasons that you would still have that is, and you already addressed that, one, I don't know how to take it off. Two, I'm proud to have an iPhone, iPad, and want everyone to know about it. And you already addressed that as well. Number three, I want to know that my emails are coming from a phone because they might be brief and or have typographical errors. And I saw something about that before because I used to have somebody that I knew that said, sent from my iPhone, please excuse any typos. And it was his, like his work email. It's like, just take the time to type it correctly. Don't like forget to take typos out. It's still, you still got to fix that stuff. Do you at least agree with that, that you can't send typos just because you're on your phone?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. You still have to be professional and stuff like that. Like I'll give a little bit of leeway, with text messaging just because, so I'm a little forgiving with text messaging because text messages are meant to be like, you know, just blast it off quickly. They're quick messages. If you're trying to make it conversational between two different people, you know, to make sure that there's a flow, like it's okay if you miss a couple things on a text message, but an email is not meant to be a back and forth conversation. It's a one way conversation with somebody. And so I think that, you kind of owe it to the people you're sending an email to at least make sure that you don't sound like a fucking idiot in that email. So I would agree with that. We don't agree in much, but that I'll go along with that.
Well, it's funny, the fourth one too, and I think at one point you weren't even reading them because you didn't want to feel like maybe that I was right. But the fourth one on this particular website, which is Riverfront Times, number four is nobody cares for leaving it there. And it says, not true. A quick Googling of sent from my iPhone provides multiple message board where this topic is hotly and angrily contested. Many people detest these auto signatures as much as I do. And here's the kicker. And this is going to be funny. And you actually went and saw this band recently. It says, I point out that the messages can inadvertently create a bad impression of the sender. When I am not instigating fans of the Dave Matthews Band for Riverfront Times, I work for a large financial institution, and I find these auto tags to be lazy and unprofessional, and automatically think that approximately 38 to 42% less of the sender. Now, I don't have a number on it, but that could be me, but instigating fans of the Dave Matthews Band in a large financial institution. It's pretty funny. It's like part you or not, because you're a big Dave Matthews fan, and this guy works for a large financial institution when he's not writing for Riverfront Times. So I don't know. And then I don't care. Sent from my iPhone is the blinking. It's the blinking 12 o'clock on your parents' VCR.
And I may also work for a large financial institution.
Yeah,
may or but may.
You
not.
Are a fan. You're not instigating fans. So this guy. You might want to reach out to him. Dave Geeting. It's 2013. He's probably dead.
Yeah, he's stupid. He's probably in jail or something like that. But
well, I'll do a Twitter poll, and we'll see. We'll look for listener interaction if you want to leave us a voicemail. And we already left the phone number earlier, but I'll do a poll on Twitter. We'll see. I think we'll get a pretty broad reach that way, and we'll see what the answer is.
And I'll say this too. I'll just, because I want people to chime in on this, I will actually, if you know, and I'm not going to say if it's close, but if it's an overwhelming majority of people that say that having that on there is stupid, then I will remove it.
Okay. We'll see. We'll find. Well, I think I'll put the poll up tonight, probably. If not, then tomorrow, and we'll find out next week.
I'm gonna put on there, sent from my 256 gigabyte iPhone 10 silver on the Verizon network.
Well, I've seen that, and I think one of the default ones on an Android phone, one of my old coworkers, his actually said that. It said sent from my sent from my LG 3500 on the Sprint wireless network TM registered, all kind of crap. It was just like long ass signature of like his phone, the type of network, you know, can you hear me now? It had everything on it. That now that's worse.
Yeah, and you're losing your shit over four words on mine.
It's what I do.
Cue the drop. Crazy news.
Crazy news?
Before we
get with Bingo. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go
ahead. Before we start talking about this first news story, I've switched gears. I'm drinking a shake chocolate porter from Boulder Beer in Colorado, which we've actually had on the show. You had one whilst we were recording the best of number two, which is still just as we were trying to think of, because it was our second best of show. I'm like, is this going to be called the best of number two? Because that's just funny. But anyway,
it's punny.
You drink it there, and it's a good beer. I've just recently had it because I got, I think, a 4-pack of this stuff, and it's pretty good.
The good news is about being out of the show for a couple of weeks. We've got a pile of crazy news here. We went through and kind of picked out a few of our favorite ones, and this one came from you earlier today, and I thought it was quite gross, and I finally got it once work was done. I finally got around to watching the video to see if it actually occurred, and it did.
Yeah, and so this one, it was funny because I sent it to you this morning. I also sent it to my wife Kelly, and as soon as she saw that, she's like,
"Did she try it? Did she?"
She did not. We have a dog now, but
she take Cuddles out for a walk and see if she.
No, her first response, her only response, original was, "You're not going to talk about this on the podcast, are you?" I'm like, we'll see if it makes it. So anyway. This takes us to some place.
It's the UK.
It's in the UK. That's right, because we're at the unilad.co.uk website. It says, woman drinks her dog's urine, claims it has cleared her acne.
This is very short, by the way.
A woman has taken the annoying phrase, you have to suffer to be beautiful, to new lows after drinking her dog's still hot urine from a plastic cup. I wish this was a fake news story. It's real, though. This was reportedly a bid by Lin Lu to cure her acne and give her a natural glow, despite scientific evidence of this being actually potentially harmful to the human body. Disturbingly, Lin also appears to believe dog urine could cure cancer, which, as I'm sure I don't need to add, it does not. And gruesome footage, which has since gone viral. You have to suffer to be beautiful. Fuck. That's the wrong line. Sorry, I accidentally scrolled. And a gruesome footage, which has since gone viral, the unusual beauty advisor can be heard saying, you can say this part, Robert.
Many of you have asked me how I always look good, how my makeup always looks so perfect.
Many of you have asked me how I always look so good. How my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow. Here's my secret.
So she's got a little dog there on a leash.
Yeah, and she has a cup, and the dog's trying to pee, and she's holding the cup under the dog.
Under his mail stream.
So it...
And he goes a long time, so it's like she gave him a lot of water and then just made him sit there. But it's like... trying to think about it. It's one of those clear plastic, like frosted plastic.
Yeah, like
cups.
You would see at the water cooler.
Yeah, the water cooler, and he's going to town on it. He's had to go for a little while, which I started to feel bad for him. But so he's a good 2/3 full, and then she just bottoms up.
And my favorite part's when she's like licking the cup, and like she sticks her finger in there, and like. And by the
way, holds it over her mouth to get the last couple of drops out of there.
And by the way, this crazy bitch says,
until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to help cure cancer.
She's getting...
sharing the video on her Facebook page.
And that is why I look so much better than y'all.
And that is why she looks so much better than us. First off, and I find it ironic because I'm sorry, but this chick does not look good.
She's seen better days.
She looks like she's wearing way too much. Like she's obviously trying really hard. She looks like she should be stationed at a street corner in a shifty neighborhood on a Saturday evening. Like it's just, and then it, you know, it, to even go further than that. So she shared the video on her Facebook page. She made the following bold conspiracy claims, which I think at this point, this is just a sprinkles on the cupcake. It says the pharmaceutical companies are keeping this secret out of the public eye. They pay lobbyists to get politicians to make you buy expensive pain medicine and chemo. This is the secret to cure cancer, alleviate pain, and prevent the swelling of joints. Not joints, but joints. If you don't have your own dog, just steal one from a neighbor.
Certified holistic nutritionist Joy McCarthy said drinking dog urine or human urine, otherwise known as urine therapy, has been around for hundreds of years and practiced as a health therapy in ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome. My take on this is far better ways to get healthy than drinking this. For example, drinking lemon and water to simulate gastric juices for better digestion has been touted for everything from weight loss to detoxification effects. So, yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know what made her decide to do this. Maybe she was searching around on the internet for acne cures and just kind of went down that rabbit hole. But it's that old saying, got to be careful what you read on the internet. And people believe that shit is true all the time.
Well, yeah. In fact, you know, the nutritionist McCarthy's there. She also explained how this practice could be dangerous due to herbicides from hormones, lawns, antibiotics, having been detected in dog urine. So, oh boy.
If that didn't make you sick enough, and I don't know that you read this one, but I saw it come across my feed. It's from my friends at Vice, which I've read every now and then. They've got a pretty wild story in there.
Oh no.
But my little header in here in our shared thing is tacos anyone.
Oh, and no.
And the title of the article is "The Guy Served His Friend's tacos made from his own amputated leg."
Oh my God.
One friend had to spit me into a napkin. So basically the guy's in this accident, he gets his leg all jacked up and he asks, I read the story. He asks the doctor,
oh no.
Well, they tell him, hey, do you want to just leave it there? Or do you want to say amputate? And so, well, I'll go ahead and amputate, because he's never going to be able to use it again. The shit's shattered. And there's a little picture of his x-ray in there. But so he says, well, I want the foot back. So, they give him his foot back inside of a bag. And it's basically like half a way down his shin. And they give it back to him because he's allowed to. It's his. So he takes it home. He's trying to figure out what to do with it and decides and asking his friends. I guess they have this old, a thing. If they were ever to eat human meat, would they? And you and I don't have that, thankfully, so we never have to be put in this situation. But I think at one point they were drunk enough or high enough or whatever it is and asked each other if they would do it. So he brought it out. He said, hey, you remember we talked about this before? And they just... It just so happens I have my own severed foot. Your eyes are telling me the story.
Oh my God.
Do we need to go to the next one? So yeah, I mean, basically he served it up, but not everybody liked it. They said it was kind of like venison or kind of he described the taste. I don't think that I've ever had venison. But yeah, there's pictures of him in the article. He's cooking that stuff up in there with some peppers and,
oh, that's disgusting.
Made tacos out of it. So they ate his foot.
So the good news is there's like a Q&A on here. I feel like we should go through. So Vice, who's the periodical that was nice enough to share this little nugget with us, says, they asked him, why did you do this? And Shiny, apparently his name is, said, I originally wanted to have it taxidermied or freeze-dried. How cool would it be to have my freeze-dried or taxidermied foot standing around the house as a lamp or a doorstop or something? All of this came out of the idea that it's my foot, so I'm not going to be cremated. It's not going to be cremated, and I chucked it and chucked into a landfill. It's part of me, and I want it back. Then they asked, how did you convince the doctor to give him your leg? I mean, pretty much you said that, you know, they have policies, they'll release your own body parts to you. And so they more or less gave it to him. How did you preserve it? This is important in case you're planning on eating any of your body parts at a later time. This is a nice little, like a you know, if you're a DUI type of DIY, DUI, it could be DUI too.
Right.
You do it yourself.
That's how you're getting this.
I got these
predicaments.
I got back to my place. He froze it. I couldn't find a taxidermist who would take me seriously, and freeze drying was too expensive. It would have been $1,200 to freeze dry the thing. If I had the money, I would have done it. Eventually, I decided to cast it in plaster and use it as a doorstop. Then capture a 3D rendering so I can make little keychains. And when they got back to the house, took out the photo. It was so gross. Man, it was covered in blood. Had iodine all over it after I cleaned it off. It was pleasantly... He was pleasantly surprised how well preserved it was. It's not like they preserved it in formaldehyde or anything, but when you think about beef, which can be dry aged for months, I suppose that makes sense. Four friends with me at the time, and it was all surreal. We picked it up and we're playing with it. Didn't seem like it was a foot. Just seemed like a, you know, fucking piece of steak, apparently. And on to the next. Okay, this is good. This is the Pinterest stuff right here. How did you prepare the foot to be eaten? He quickly took a knife from his kitchen, cut a chunk off from the top of the shin, and skin was already kind of off from the surgery, leaving a big chunk of muscle exposed. I just took the muscle, I put it in a plastic bag, put it in his freezer. You know the scene from National Lampoon's, blah blah blah. Okay, let's see here. How did you convince 10 friends to eat it with you? All of his friends are fucking idiots. How did the actual cooking of the foot
go down? Like I said, they were probably high or drunk at some point.
Okay, so you got to know how to cook it. Oh, there's vegetables on there too. I told the chef my idea, and after thinking about it for a couple of days, he said, okay, let's do this. I'm going to prepare it. You guys just come over tomorrow. He marinated it overnight and sauteed it with onions, peppers, salt, pepper.
Seemed legit.
And lime juice. Then he served it on corn tortillas with a tomatillo sauce. Oh, there's a full recipe in case you want more specifics. How did it taste? People think it tastes like pork. Anyway, one friend had to spit it in a napkin. Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't know that I would ever get that far. Like, no, I'll have the fish today.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I would never be one of the 10 friends. I just, no. I could not convince myself to eat human.
No, it's gross. And I mean, maybe these guys have obviously been through some shit together and have probably had a few moments of passing around the bud in order to get to this particular situation in this state to be okay with it. The fact that you have 10 buddies that are sitting around that are going to eat your foot that you just cooked up in front of them, that is nasty.
That's the worst news story we've ever talked about here.
It is one of them, but speaking of food.
You know, this is the first time. I don't think we've done cannibalism before, so good news.
We haven't.
Wow, we really
have. Yeah, it's like almost like state-sponsored since it was actually from the hotel or the hospital. It wasn't something that he had to do anything nefarious. It just happened to be his own foot.
Disgusting. So let's talk. Speaking of mystery meat.
Yeah, baseball.
Where's the next story go?
It takes us to Philadelphia. And I mentioned we've got a lot of baseball going on here. And being a Nats fan, the Phillies are one of our arch rivals, even though they haven't been that great the last couple of years. But this one, I've watched this video countless times, and every time I laugh, and I think the lady's, she's laughing at it. She wasn't thinking it was funny at the time initially, but she did end up getting a good chuckle out of it. Kathy McVay plans to attend future Phillies games, but only if she can sit in the nosebleed section.
Not the eye bleed section.
Yeah, she might have gotten a bruising at the ballpark, but Philadelphia Phillies fan Kathy McVay is still true, even if she's black and blue. McVay has a black eye after being hit Monday night when her team's mascot, the Philly Fanatic, shot a Frankfurter out of a hot dog-shaped cannon into the stands above home plate. Sadly, McVay's attempt to catch the flying wiener didn't work. So she ended up with children, and Eric, she blames on a shoulder injury that required surgery. Came down with such force, like a ton of bricks, my glasses flew off, and I started bleeding. McVeigh ended up in a hospital emergency room that night where a scan confirmed she didn't have a concussion, but she does have one major league shiner on that right eye. Mostly it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to go down the side of my face. So she's going to go back to the game. She doesn't seem to be that she's suing the Phillies, but yeah, the fanatic rides around. There's a video on there as well, but he rides around this little hot dog cart and he's got a big, almost like the t-shirt cannon, but he's got hot dogs in there, hopefully wrapped up in foil because that shit will come apart up in the air. And I guess you went to catch it, did that good of a job, and the force of the cannon just basically impaled her in the eye.
So usually when you go to a baseball game, you have to look out for baseballs. Although they put so much netting up yeah. now at the baseball fields, like
people getting hurt.
It's pretty hard to. I mean, unless it's a home run, it's pretty hard to take a baseball to the face. But this lady apparently wasn't looking out for hot dogs. It says McVeigh is trying to keep her spirits McVeigh is trying to keep up her spirits despite the injury. At least it's funny, McVeigh told NBC Philadelphia. It's a story I can tell people. My only thing is just to warn people just to be careful. Watch out for wieners flying at your face. The Phillies apologized to McVeigh on Tuesday and offered her tickets to a future game. Luckily, her hot dog hematoma didn't scare her off the offer. I love the Phillies. I would definitely go. I just have a story to tell, she told the station. However, McVeigh admits next time she plans to sit in the nosebleed section. Derp. I don't know. That hot dog cannon, I think, could have hit the nosebleed section, too. I'm just saying.
I think so. And looking at it, it's making me really hungry for some hot dogs.
I do want a hot dog.
It'd be so good. That's one of the stories that I found, too. Maybe we'd save it for another time. But it was talking about the top 25 toppings for a hot dog.
Oh, man. Mustard.
No, that's up there.
Mustard. Chili.
Sauerkraut was number one.
I don't like sauerkraut.
That's good shit.
Yeah, sauerkraut's stupid. And people who eat it are stupid too.
Sent from my iPhone.
Yeah, I'm going to send that email from my iPhone. If you eat sauerkraut on your hot dog, you're a fucker. This one brings us to Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, which may or may not be where the Simpsons are from. You never quite know.
Don't.
Teacher is arrested. And by the way, I should tell our listeners, this is from our friends at worldnewsdailyreport.com.
Hard-hitting news.
They say it. They just, again, they tell the news nobody else wants to tell. Teacher arrested for stapling a loudmouth student's lips shut. 61, let's see here. Again, Springfield, Missouri. A 61-year-old high school teacher was arrested this morning after she allegedly assaulted a student with a stapler in order to keep his mouth shut. According to witnesses at the Central High School, Dorothy Franson was furious after one of her students, 17-year-old Jeremy Dunlop, kept interrupting her class and making jokes about her physical appearance. She reportedly tackled the young man and held him on the ground while stapling his lips for more than 45 times. Amanda Jones, one of the victim's classmates who witnessed the whole incident, says that the teacher completely lost it after the young man made a joke about her weight. She was enraged, she yelled. "This will shut you up, you little fucker," and just jumped on him. She held him down, and then she began stapling his lips over and over again. Another witness, Justin Reynolds, says he tried to help his classmate but was kicked in the by the infuriated teacher. "I tried to pull her off Jeremy, and the first time she violently pushed me away. Then I tried again. She kicked me in the guts with her high heels."
Fortunately, two officers of the Springfield, Missouri Police Department were already on the site, and Ms. Franson was arrested less than 5 minutes after the beginning of the assault. Ms. Franson now faces up 21 criminal charges, including 5 charges of aggravated assault, could now face up to 110 years in jail. Her lawyer, Robert Monroe, said her violent reaction was due to the fact that she was being harassed on a regular basis. Mr. Monroe claims that Ms. Franson is in fact the victim in the story and that she temporarily lost contact with reality as a result of the harassment. She is expected to appear in court in May, but her lawyer has already announced that she would plead not guilty.
Shouldn't.
And I look at her mugshot, and she's probably had several healthy servings of warm dog piss.
She looks like an overweight. I don't even know what to say.
It leads to health problems eventually, and whatever that chick's name, Lynn Lee, she hasn't quite gotten there yet.
She looks like,
but this is what happens when you've taken it a little bit too far.
She looks like an overweight zombie or something like that. Like, is her skin like falling off by her eyes?
Hey, those are saddlebags. They're just in the wrong spot.
She's got some big old problems there. I'm trying to see how they came up with 21 count criminal charges, including 5 charges of aggravated assault and 110.
Well, she kicked the one dude with her high heels.
That's one. How many people got involved? Jeez.
Well, 45 times she stapled his lip. So there's a lot going on there.
Oh, man. It's not as bad as, some of these stories here. If you go to Sweden, 6-year-old migrant was in fact a 35-year-old midget from Syria.
Well, we don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. We still have one other story.
Let's do it.
I don't know if you know that.
No, I do, because I have the note opened up here and there's one more.
Well, it takes us to our friends in ABC7 in Chicago. And I actually saw this story on my Alexa when I was in the kitchen.
Oh boy.
I was in there looking at my Echo, and the story came up, and I had to ask it for more information.
You just called your Echo an Alexa, and you give me shit for having sent from my iPhone. I'm just saying.
Well, it's all the same thing. One says,
Alexa, is an Alexa the same thing as an Echo?
Yes. An Amazon Echo is equal to an Amazon Echo.
Well, there you
go. Go home, Alexa. You are drunk.
There you have it. Thanks, Alexa.
An Echo is the same as an Echo. Well, this one, and I'm into my second, what did I call this? Dragons and Yum Yums. No, I like it.
You did?
I only got 4 bottles left, but it's going to make me want to cook some burgers this weekend.
Drink them all now while we're doing the story.
A Minnesota dog mayor retires after 4 years. And this seems like it would be from World News Daily Report, but it's not.
Oh, it's from ABC7. Oh, Jesus Christ.
In Chicago. Yeah, it's real. But from Cormorant, Minnesota, after 4 years as the top elected official of a small town in Minnesota, the 4-legged mayor has decided he's getting a bit long in the tooth and is not seeking re-election. Mayor Duke, a 13-year-old Great Pyrenees, has spent the past 4 years serving as the ceremonial mayor of Cormorant, Minnesota.
Why are you reading so slowly?
Because I don't know how to say cormorant. And it's making me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, but you said 2 paragraphs very slowly before you got to cormorant.
After 4 years as the top elected official of a small town in Minnesota, a 4-legged mayor has decided he's a bit
faster,
long in the tooth.
Faster, faster, Robert.
Duke, a 13-year-old Great Pyrenees dog, has spent the past 4 years serving as the ceremonial mayor of Cormorant, Minnesota. After representing the town as best he could, he was leading parades, appearing on billboards and keeping up with Cormorant's good name. Parades. Duke will return to private life and is not doing a tell-all biography.
What's a parade?
I don't know. The parade is right before the tournament. After representing the town as best as he could by leading parades, appearing on billboards, and keeping up with Cormorant's good name, Duke will return to private life, but not before doing a tell-all biography. The book takes readers through a journey of Duke's life and how he taught a town to be chill, join in, and be kind.
Wow.
And lick your own junk. Duke will spend his remaining few weeks in office faithfully watching over Cormorant from his favorite spot near Main Street. A farewell parade for the town's best friend will be held in August. That's pretty cool, right?
Well, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, Duke.
He's
the mayor.
It's a dog. Now, I get it. Now, Notice the key word in the second paragraph that you read very slowly.
I skipped over that.
And then very quickly is a ceremonial mayor.
You're a jerk for bringing that up.
I'm just saying, he's not really the mayor. So this town,
This town is so, this official mayor phone.
In Minnesota is so fucking boring that they have nothing better to do but elect a dog as a ceremonial mayor.
This beer's pink.
It's no shit.
And I drank two of them. Now, do you know what to say, you're closer to Minnesota than I am, and you have your quirks about the Ohioans and those other people, the UP folks, just like I have quirks about everything known to man. Do you have anything against people from the not so great state of Minnesota?
I do, Robert. I'm glad you asked. Okay. They elect animals into political offices.
Well, I was going to say, besides the fact that they elect animals to political office.
I mean, what else do you need?
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something about them. Their jaws are too slack, or they drive slow because it's. Yeah.
I don't know. I never drove in Minnesota. I flew to Minnesota once. They seem to be all right. Minneapolis is a very nice city. That's really all I got for you. Where do you want these fish bags? Exactly. Where do you want these fish bags? They're being elected as fucking mayor of a town in Minnesota.
I'm gonna
start electing, you know, electing stupid shit in office. I'm gonna here, like, you know what? I keep a roll of paper towel in my podcast studio, as we've talked about, and I want this to be mayor of my city. So I don't know what I got to do to elect paper towel. I don't know what I got to do to get him on the ballot.
Colin's training wheels are now.
He's gonna run independent.
And now the mayor of Flint, Michigan.
Michigan had a mayor in the town of Fowlerville. This was some time ago. Well, it's a guy. But they had an 18-year-old mayor there for a while. I don't know if he's still there or not. But he was 18, and he won. He won for the mayorship. I mean, I would elect an 18-year-old. I'd probably elect a dog before an 18-year-old.
See, we don't know the circumstances. We don't know the backstory. We're getting this out of context.
Oh, you know what? HuffPost, wake up to the day's most important news. Subscribe to the morning email. Okay, Robert. So many emails now. The Huffington Post is going to email you every morning.
They already do.
Oh, perfect. They're going to email you twice then. BobK@gmail.com.
Well, that's episode 67 this week. And I'm not quite sure what the title is, but I've got a good idea, and I think it might have something to do with this.
Where do you want these fish bags? I like it.
Fish bags kind of fun, but we'll figure something out. And we will be back next week for episode 68, so be sure to come back and check us out. Oh, man.
God willing, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, thetwobobs.com. And thank you for sticking out and waiting on us for these 2 weeks. And we'll see you next time.
Peace. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.